This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
The Associated Press reports that government bodies are increasingly turning the tables on citizens who seek public records that might be embarrassing or legally sensitive. Instead of granting or denying their request, a growing number of school districts, municipalities, and state agencies have filed lawsuits against people making the request. And these people are taxpayers, government watchdogs, they're journalists, and they must then pursue the records in court at their own expense. I don't know about you, but this sounds like intimidation to me.
I think it does, too. And it's very disconcerting when government agencies that are responsible to taxpayers and should be following this law that FOIA establishes are not and are pushing back. Now, government agencies and folks like this pushing back against journalists or resisting journalists' FOIA requests, that's nothing new. But it's especially disturbing, I think, as a journalist to hear that there's more occurrences of this happening. I think they get away with it, though, because I think they know that they can. And you'd wonder what kind of recourse there is for reporters. They're supposed to have a certain 5 or 7 day period. I know of some of the limited investigative reporting I did in my career. I knew the process, and I knew the people whom to talk to. But I also knew colleagues who did solely investigative work on a daily basis, and it wasn't unusual to hear one of them on the phone always trying to pressure or to confront someone who is supposed to be responsible for providing said information and that they weren't. So this is unfortunately is not a new problem from my experience.
Yeah, so let's say you file FOIA and you are then sued for it. That has a chilling effect on anyone who's interested in information. And I think this is a really scary thing for anyone in the public. Remember, this is not just journalists, just like Rich said. This is anybody who wants information. So if I file FOIA and then I'm sued, and not only in the suit it says that we don't want to give you information, but you're going to pay our costs for this, I would be concerned. I don't want to pay the litigation for to get this information from someone. And let's say you win the FOIA, the lawsuit, you paid for your own lawyer. They're not paying for your lawyer, right? So you're actually out of pocket here if you're taken to court. If this becomes common, this is going to be a real problem. I am glad to see, though, in some states that there have been some court cases where judges have just thrown this out of court totally.
And hopefully the judges are recognizing this. I know in the newsroom where I had come from, we had an attorney on retainer who helped and fight and advocate for us on such things. So that wasn't so much of an issue, but it was this hassle and go around that we constantly faced with certain entities that just would not give up or willingly provide this information that they were required to do by law. And it's something that I know we ran into quite a bit.
Yeah, there's already a lot of foot dragging by local governments. Or they will come up with some staggering amount of money they need from you to fulfill a records request, to pay for copies or to pay for the workers' time to collect the information. So I'm wondering, if you were to take this to court then, where is the government coming up with the money to pay for their lawyers, for their attorneys, to pay for their court time? If it's such a great expense for their employees to basically do their job and fill out a records request, how are they going to be able to pay for the court time?
Sounds like taxpayers' money is paying to not give out information to the taxpayers.
And that would be another FOIA to file after you win the case.
Yes,
to say, I want to know how much they pay to fight me on this for information that they should have just given to me in the first place.
Yeah, it's definitely intimidation, like you said, Rich, a power struggle. Perhaps it's a page out of certain government agencies' playbooks to never just automatically give things up, but to fight and to withhold as long as they can, because they know they can do it, and they've been doing it for so long, as long as FOIA laws have been on the books. At least that's my perception. I don't know that for a fact, but it just seems, again, it's a reoccurring issue.
Well, it's interesting you mention a page out of a playbook, because the idea that government bodies are increasingly doing this, it sounds like they're all going to the same conferences, municipal league meetings, whatever the case might be, and they're being told to try this. This seems like a new page in the playbook.
Collusion conspiracy. Very interesting. Who knows? Perhaps stranger things have happened, but the fact remains that this is the law, and journalists are going to have the right and should be courageous and brave and should not be hindered to apply for FOIAs. In newsrooms, editors like the editors I've had encourage reporters to file FOIAs all the time. And never hesitate to do so. You never know what you're going to get back.
Yeah, this is just punitive. They're just trying to punish people right. for getting information. And there's a way for them to not give the information up. They just deny it, and then you appeal that. That process mostly works. We've and some people in this room have used it before. They could just deny it, and then it just goes to the higher up, usually the state's attorney. But they now want to take this to court. I think that's a terrible thing.
And, Will, I'm not necessarily suggesting that this is collusion, but people go to conferences, they hear from someone who has tried this, or maybe there's a consultant who is suggesting that local governments do this sort of thing to stall open records requests. And it just seems kind of interesting, kind of curious that this is becoming a common tactic.
Sure, absolutely. If it's becoming more common, we're led to believe maybe certain things or certain theories, I guess. But, in a day and age where you have, administrations that seem increasingly secretive and don't always show their hand, what are taxpayers and journalists, what are they going to believe? They have to draw their own conclusions. So it's an interesting concept, though, to say the least.
And with that, we're going to wrap up this conversation for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.